the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Time for Tech Thursday with Andy O'Donoghue. Now, if you have a brand new car or if you have a car bought in the last couple of years, it's very likely that you have all sorts of technology built into the car. But what if your car is older, or what if your car, new car, doesn't have all of those? How easy is it to add things on at a reasonable price, and what benefit will you get? So Andy, you've gone through a whole range of things. You started with a Next Base dash cam. Why so?
And a lot of new cars do have these, Matt, but dash cams are really a great way to add a little bit of peace of mind to your driving. Nextbase are one of the big makers in the market, and they make varying types, low price, mid-range and high range. However, the Nextbase 622 GW really does give ultra clear 4K footage, and that enables you to capture every detail in pretty much any driving condition. And that's important because as you're moving, images can sometimes be a little bit blurred. With this camera, you don't have that problem. It also has really good night vision, and it does have that built-in image stabilization, so you get clearer pictures. And also, there's some clever features like GPS tracking, so your recording will show your location. It has emergency SOS alerts, and it's integrated into Alexa for weather, music, and directions. So for the price, it's not the cheapest camera. Costs €240. You can get them for less than half that, or indeed twice that. But it's a really nice mid-range camera with great features.
Now, a lot of new cars come with built-in screens, but you have a suggestion for a Garmin with an 8-inch screen that you could attach to your dashboard. Tell us about this.
Well, what I like about the Garmin is so many people who don't have GPS. And Ireland, you know, one of the problems, I think, Matt, that we have is that the spec on our cars is often a step down or two steps down from cars that are sold in the UK. There appears to be an idea that the Irish consumer will pay for the extra of everything. So people tend to use their mobile phones in their car for mapping. And that is, if you're doing that by hand and typing in where you're going, that's dangerous. You shouldn't do it. But even where do you put your mobile phone? On the dash beside the speedometer, it's going to fall around and go everywhere. So Garmin, it's hard to beat them. And Garmin are still really, really good at this and the market leader. This camera, the 86 GPS, has live traffic, costs €400. And it has a superb screen. And it really gives you easy to read navigation. You get those live traffic updates and you get real time camera alerts to keep you informed as well. And you get the turn by turn voice guidance through a bigger speaker than your phone. You get Bluetooth connectivity so you can connect your phone to it, and you can even do music streaming from your phone. So your phone is still part of the setup, but you just get a better screen that's stable and easier to follow.
Okay, now you also have a device that will turn your rear view mirror into a dash cam. Tell us about this.
There are a couple of pieces of tech. Sony have one that I've mentioned to you, I think, and this Autovox is, really incredible kind of innovations. And for about €200, they retail for $200. You might pay a little bit more for it in Ireland. But the Autovox V5 Pro is a rear view mirror that is a smart display. So there are dual cameras that capture the front and rear of your vehicle. And then that system essentially improves visibility. You get the reversing camera that, you know, you might have to pay for on a fancy car. And also there's a G sensor built into it. So in case of an accident, those incidents are recorded automatically. It is a touch screen, and it has an anti-glare display. And I have to say, it is absolutely, you look at this and you think, wow, that is just ingenious. Why didn't everybody put a camera feed into their rear view mirror?
Okay, go move then on to a stereo system. The Sony XAV Wireless CarPlay and Android Auto Stereo.
And this is probably, my favorite piece of tech in this kind of segment, because this is incredible. And it's expensive. It's €650. But so many people, again, will buy a car and you think, oh, I'll connect my mobile to it. Well, no, you have to pay for CarPlay or the Android Auto generally. So what this does, the Sony 60-50, essentially it gives you an upgrade to your car's entertainment system. So it brings CarPlay or Android Auto and all those features and the apps and the streaming and all of that. So you get your favorite apps on the go. But it's got this really nice clear touchscreen, so you can do hands-free calls, you have navigation, and you have music without ever touching your phone. And the screen is almost 7 inches. And it's also compatible with the rear cameras, the dash cams that we've mentioned. So you get this kind of all-in-one upgraded dashboard experience. And if you have an older car, maybe 5 or 6 years, this really, Matt, is an absolutely brilliant upgrade for it.
But of course, it's not going to in any way improve the speakers you have in the car at the moment, is it?
It's not, no. But you get the stereo system is good, and so maybe you want to upgrade your speakers at the same time, and you know that's easily done and at less cost also.
A listener says, for safety reasons, all phones, screens, etc. on or near the dashboard should be made illegal and removed immediately. I'm driving for over 40 years. These attachments are incredibly dangerous, taking attention off the road. Imagine that when travelling at 100 kilometres per hour plus. What do you say from Paul?
I think it's a good point, and that's my point about where do you put mobile phones? You know, because they can't, there is no place made for them. People put them in front of the Speedo, they bang around. People put them on the dash, they move around. And then, you know, you can buy these mounts that you can put bang in front of your face, you can't see. So using a dedicated screen makes enormous sense.
Okay, what's the Carlin Kit 5.0 wireless adapter for CarPlay and Android Auto?
This is just a very clever little thing, and it's a little bit reminds kind of like the rear view mirror, but it's very clever. And so if you want to sort of upgrade to CarPlay or Android Auto, it's a little box, costs €150. You can buy the mail order. I have not seen them in any Irish retailers, but it's kind of a plug and play device, and it eliminates the need for cables. And that's something people often notice when they buy a car or rent a car. You need to use a USB plug to get Android Auto. So with this, it upgrades that, gives you wireless connectivity via Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, and so there are no cables. So you get into your car, and the little box will recognise your phone is there, and you get the CarPlay or Android Auto without any USB cable.
What do you think of putting an Amazon Echo into a car?
I have tried this, Matt, and I've tried both versions. The original Amazon Echo Auto, and they have a specific product for this, costs about €75. And I wondered if it would be useful, but you know, I did find it useful. The problem with the first generation is it picked up so much traffic noise, it was really difficult to have it hear you. So they've released a second generation, and this is a very simple and affordable way to get some smart tech into your car. And so you get Alexa voice control, so you get hands-free management of music, calls, navigation. But the clever thing about it, of course, is if you're on the way home and you want to tell Alexa to turn on the heat or turn on the oven, and you have that kind of tech at home, that all works. Works with Spotify, works with Apple Music, works with Audible, and it has that built-in noise cancellation, so now it can at last hear you. So for €75, I think it's probably maybe later in the year, but it's a really nice present for somebody.
Now, what's the Anker Roav Viva Pro Smart Car Charger?
So again, this is one of those things, and you know, cigarette lighters or cigar lighters in cars, as they used to be called, gave people the ability to charge their phones. If you have an older car and you don't have USB charging, or some cars now have wireless charging, this Anker is designed really for the road, and it's a smart car charger. So connects to your smartphone via Alexa, and you get dual USB ports for fast device charging, but it also has Alexa built in, so you get kind of what we've just been talking about. You get some of those features, but it's so compact, and with the fast charging USB port, you can charge your USB-C device as you're on the road. So that's a really nice idea, particularly if there are kids in the car and people are playing games or they're Instagramming. Basically, you know, you can ensure that the phones stay up or stay powered throughout the trip.
Now, you've a security device which I believe is not in Ireland at present, but should be coming soon. The Ring Car Cam. What is this?
And Ring are kind of well known for making doorbells, and they also make home security cameras. But they've designed a camera specifically for the car, which I thought was really interesting. It's high definition. It's 1080p video footage, and it gives you live streaming and two-way audio. So if you're at home and you see somebody near your car, you can speak to them, whether it's family or whether it's somebody who you're worried about. But it has motion detection and it has a tamper-proof facility. So it kind of gives you that extra layer of protection when your car is parked. The feature that's really outstanding for it is, compared to dash cams, is live streaming and two-way audio. So it is basically like a home security camera, but it runs off the battery in your car and it gives you some peace of mind, particularly if you're parked around the city.
Now tell us about the next base rear window camera module.
Well, when people are buying dash cams, they're always thinking about, you know, oh, okay, dash cam's a good idea, and insurers were giving a little discount for a while if you had a dash cam mounted. But people never think about the rear window camera. And Nextbase, who we mentioned earlier, also make rear window camera modules. These tend to be much smaller, kind of the size of even a small plug. And essentially, they're designed just to enhance vehicle safety by recording the view through the rear window. So they mount just above the window and it captures the detail of the road behind you. So if somebody, you know, if tailgating you're worried about, or if somebody runs into you, God forbid, from behind, you have that recording. So what I like about it as well is it has a 30-degree telephoto lens. So you actually get a good view of drivers and registration plates, but also a wide view. So if somebody glances into your bumper on either side, it also mounts really easily, and it connects to one of the Nextbase dash cams that you have mounted at the front. So again, if you want to do, I suppose, the whole hog, be comprehensive in your coverage, you can record both front and rear, front and rear views, enhances safety, uploaded to the cloud, time-stamped, perfect.
One last one, and I never had you down as a boy racer, Andy, but I can't think of any other explanation for your desire to put LED car door projector lights onto your car.
Well, okay, say, Matt, in your world, if you have a very fancy car, and I don't, and but people love this kind of, they love this kind of stuff. And there are fancy cars. If you buy a Jaguar or a Porsche and you open the door, and I think they do charge extra for it in Ireland, but you get the logo of the car projected on the ground. Very nice. And the Jaguar logo looks cool at night.
God, who needs that?
Well, now, no one needs it, but we know, as you say, lots of people like it. So what this is, it's, and you can get them kind of between 20, 70, 80 euros. And they are LED car door projector lights. They're very easy to install and they fit into the existing door light holes on your car. But you can project custom images or logos or even a message onto the ground. So as you open the door, yes, if you have a nice car and you want to project the logo, you can do it in color, which is very cool. But if you had something that, you know, if you wanted to tell people a message, you can also have that projected. You know, again, I think it's a great gift, and not just for boy racers, but I think there's a lot of fun in that, and it's also affordable.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us for Tech Thursday.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.